Welcome, friends, to this video on preparing to take refuge. As you might know, refuge is the official ceremony where you go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and you become a Buddhist. Lopan Yudren Wangmo is here to talk about how to prepare for that ceremony, for this big transition, if you decide you want to become a Buddhist. And just to put it out there, you don't have to become Buddhist in order to benefit from Buddhist teachings and meditations and reflections, but there is something that shifts when you really dedicate your life to Dharma practice. If that's something that interests you, please find the link in the show notes to register for the group of people who will be invited to that live ceremony with Yudren Wangmo. Also, if you're serious about getting prepared to take refuge and you want to read something or you want to watch a more in-depth video, you'll find links to some recommended readings and also to one of Yudren Wangmo's videos about refuge, which is, it's longer, it's about an hour, so you get a good sense of what you're getting into. And finally, this is the third in a series of three videos, so if you want to catch the previous two, you can find links to those in the show notes also. So now that we know what refuge is, why it's important, can you tell us, and I will have mentioned this in the intro to this video, but we're going to offer people the opportunity to take refuge with you and receive a Tibetan Dharma name. And so for people who want to make that connection, you will find a link below this video, or if you're listening on the podcast, in the info box there, you'll find a link where you can sign up for a list where we're going to share the Zoom invitation, and we're going to share what you need to do to prepare. But just so people know, what should they do to prepare? How should they decide if they should take refuge or not, and then kind of get ready for that ceremony?
Well, first of all, before I just have to touch on that, I'm going to say two things. One is, they're not taking refuge like with me. I'm not becoming their, I'll be their teacher for that day. I'll be their preceptor for that day. And so they have to come in with respect in that way. But then they can choose whatever Buddhist tradition they want to practice. And they can also go to their local Dharma teacher and take refuge. But I'm offering this because a lot of people are isolated right now. And it makes more sense to do this online under our circumstances. We still, unfortunately, have a pandemic going on and so forth. And the other thing was Kyabdro is a Tibetan word for refuge, going for refuge. So it's an active process. Taking refuge, that's a subtle point, but taking refuge is like you're receiving it from me, like I'm giving you something. You're going, you're coming and you're asking, I'd like to go for refuge. Would you do the ceremony for me? Just this little subtle distinction there. So what should they do to get ready? Gosh, I wish your book was out. I hope your book,
The Four Noble Truths and another one on Buddhist Basics. Hopefully they'll be out soon, but not in time for this.
Cool. Well, there's lots of books out there these days, and there's lots of videos. So bone up on the basic principles. We've gone over some of them, but you don't need to be a super scholar. What we've talked about is sufficient. So, you know, there's the four seals which Sanchar Khyentse goes over in his book, What Makes You Not a Buddhist? And that's kind of a more intellectual approach, although some of it is just the same principles we're talking about here, impermanence, suffering, you know, et cetera, finding the truth in those things. But just deciding you want to take refuge, and I went through the criteria of what promise you're making inherent in that. Deciding you want to do this thing is enough. But it's always good to keep learning for the rest of our lives. And so you can help them with that. They can watch your many videos.
And you actually have
about the basics
a video on becoming Buddhist and refuge as well. So I can link to that and also find, you know, a couple of books that we can recommend and put those in the info section below.
Great. But the main point is you don't have, you know, in the old days, it was mostly people who read a lot of books who, you know, these first initial converts, American converts, there were, there's a long history of immigrant Buddhists in the United States, Japanese Buddhists, internment camps, and all this history, rich history of what Buddhists have been through in this country, from indigenous Buddhists, heritage Buddhists. So us as converts, though,